Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Welcome back to SEC Media Days 2021. Chuck Oliver Show here live all week, also in Charlotte. ACC Media Days beginning tomorrow and Thursday. Honored to sit down with the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. It is Kirby Smart. Coach, how are you enjoying your Media Days?
Doing great, man. I'm at the very end. I'm on the caboose end. I am 5-10 minutes from cutting out of here and getting back to Athens.
Well, we're glad that you made some time for us. And I want to start with the transfer portal because you're kind of a transfer portal OG.
I don't know about that.
You were doing back in 2006 and Mo Smith and the whole thing. Talk about just the different – everything you were saying swimming upstream literally 5 minutes ago. Now it's what everybody does as far as, you know, players transferring even within conference.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't know where it's headed. I just know that there's going to be a greater gap between the haves and have-nots. You know, the teams that are at the top echelon are going to always have the best opportunity because the first time a kid goes in a portal, he wants an opportunity to go play at a bigger and brighter place, and you're going to get good players. And you're going to have players leave your program, but they're usually leaving because they're not playing. So there's going to swap there. Unfortunately, the part that's going to get affected the most is the high school athlete who doesn't get an opportunity, because for every kid we lose in game one, that's two spots, and for one kid. So when I burn two spots on one kid, that leaves one less spot for an opportunity for a young player in the state of Georgia high school football that I want to be able to reward those guys.
And I want to ask you about that, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on another program or anything, but I had noticed like Florida State, Florida, et cetera. I mean, that's as good as recruiting as anywhere, Georgia, Texas, whatever. When you start bringing in 9, 10, 11 recruits, that, I mean, just by pure minutes spent on campus, you don't further the relationships with high school coaches and programs. I wonder about that, but I don't have to deal with it because I'm not a head coach. That has to be a concern to make sure we keep furthering those relationships, even though you're hitting the portal.
Yeah, the relationship with the high school coaches is tougher and tougher because they have less and less impact on the kids because their kids are in a portal. Their kids come and go. You know, high school players are transient. I mean, I'll bet you over half the kids we sign now have been to one or two high schools. Sometimes they go to three. So the high school coach's relationship is not as critical now as the kid, the parent, whoever the mentor is. And that's unfortunate because my dad's a high school coach, and I value that. And I value their opinion about a kid because most of the time the most honest opinion you get is from their coach.
You had a lot of questions about JT Daniels' health last year and the offseason, and so far I'm sure you got asked about the knee and whatever else. I want to ask about a skill set, healthy and right and protected up front. I've never seen him play. Tell me about JT Daniels. You're telling somebody what this kid can do. What's his game at the best?
He's got a really good arm. He's got the ability to throw all parts of the field, meaning he can throw deep out cuts. A play-action game is really good for JT because he can turn his back to the defense, set up in the pocket, throws a really good deep ball. He has great timing on that ball. So his throwing is his skill set. He's improved mobility-wise from his injury. Doesn't have his knee brace on. He's able to move a little more. He's playing with more confidence. So I think the fact that he's in year kind of two of Todd Monken's system, that helps him. But more than that, the people around him help him. So he's got a lot of weapons around him that we've got to utilize their skill set to give him a chance.
All right, another kid coming back from, I mean, it was clutch the pearls. Jermaine Burton's hurt. It's like, oh, no, he's going to be okay. Yeah. He's got that dog in him. And as a wide receiver, I mean, I watched Hines Ward in Athens for 4 years. I think he was the best quarterback for 4 years. He was the best receiver. I know he was the best blocker for 4 years. I see some of that in Jermaine Burton.
Yeah, Jermaine's a good player. He's really explosive, smart. Catches the ball naturally, and to come on as a freshman and be able to help the way he did, it was huge. We need him to grow and help kind of set an example for the other players and be a leader in that room, but no, he's a talented guy, and the wideout is the position that you got to have nowadays to score points.
James Cook, it's always the same. Figure out a way. Just figure out right. A way. He can do a lot of stuff, and, boy, he looks like a fun player. Him at his best, integrated into the offense, what's that kind of look like?
Well, I think the day and age of the old ground and pound back, it just doesn't exist. So when you look at James and these guys that are playing in the NFL, out of the backfield. He's a good receiver. He catches the ball. He can make run after the catch. So finding ways to get him the ball. But, you know, every player on offense has to take on a little bit of a unselfish role and say, what can I do without the ball? So we're challenging James to be like, okay, when you don't have the ball, can you pass protect? Can you go block for a guy on a screen? Can you make some plays without the ball? Because every player on the team wants the ball.
Flip it around to a defense, specifically secondary, something you know a little bit about. And I was watching, like my own eyes, a talent vacuum out of Athens. NFL, transfer, grad school, whatever it is. I'm not playing anymore. I saw you bring – I think there's as much talent on the roster as there was last year, but secondary is different. I say this all the time. Secondary and O-line, it's about everybody playing together. One breakdown, whole thing goes sideways. Yep. Talk about really talented guys coming in, but they got to play together for a while.
Yeah, we had a lot of experience go out the door, not just talent. We had four DBs drafted, okay, and a fifth that probably could have been drafted in DJ Daniel that was a free agent. So five guys that are gone, that's hard to replace just the sheer volume. And we've got talented guys. Keely Ringo's a talented guy. Jalen Kimber, DK, Lewis, Chris Smith. I mean, there's going to be some battles. Amir Speed, there's going to be some good battles in all those battles. But can we have the continuity, the same page, the communication? That's going to be really important. And we may have to play a little different. You know, we're not going to play the same exact style. We had two of the longest, fastest corners to ever come out of a draft in the same draft. I may coach my whole life and never have that. But we've got some guys with some good skill sets. It's our job to make sure we're putting them in a position to be successful and let the front seven work for them.
Last guy I want to ask you about, N'Kobe Dean. And I asked you about him earlier, a couple of years ago maybe, and I asked about his speed because that's what everybody talks about. And you're like, it ain't his speed as much as his anticipation, his smarts. He's getting to the spot before the guard or, you know, yep, whoever. Talk about who he's grown into.
Very much the same way. You know, we did some testing, and he's not off the charts as a 40 guy, but he is off the charts with intangibles, intelligence, vocal leader, sets an example. I mean, he still, when a guy pulls, he sees it faster than anybody. He anticipates it. He can cover people. He's really good in short area, which at linebacker, that's good because you're in short area a lot and you're not having to use long speed. But he's a talented guy that we expect to have a great year, and he's a really positive leader for us.
All right. The head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, Kirby Smart, certainly appreciate your time, amigo.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate
you.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open, Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.